This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Saras Festival is about site-specific and experimental art. The spring installment of Saras runs tonight through this Sunday, March 25th.
I'm really interested in the reality and virtual reality lately, and so I'm doing an experiment.
Carola Lutringhouse is the founder and executive director of Saras. She's currently in California at UC Davis, earning her PhD in performance. She won't be in Wilmington exactly, but she's still part of the festival, performing via Skype.
So there's two places where that happens, two different pieces that I'm doing. One is on Saturday morning with the Slow Ear Ensemble, where we have a couple of live performers and then two performers here in Davis, in California. Then there's also live music, and that's at CAM. So they're projecting us onto the wall, and then we can see them via screen, and then so it'll be a performance by a screen.
You're having a dance conversation.
A dance music conversation. And the other thing is we'll try out on the opening night that a little screen is going to be set up somewhere, and I'll be performing on the other end of the screen. So I'm hoping that the dancer will attach my screen to her back so that she'll be walking around with me on her back. And I will see the people. Or she could put it on her front, then she can also, interact with them better. But
So you'll be able to see what she's seeing. Or what's behind her, whichever way.
Yes, I will be able to see whoever interacts or talks to me. I can talk to people too.
And you're using Skype for both of these.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Wilmington artist and musician Luis Adorno is the co-director of the Saras Festival, and he'll be playing music with his group, The Waking Life. The festival includes visual and performance art by various individuals and groups. Tonight, one Saras Festival exhibit opens at Wabi Sabi Warehouse. On Friday night, the ongoing Invisibility Project performs at Union Station. Saturday, the Saras Festival takes over the Cameron Art Museum with art, sound, and movement, including a piece called Simpleton's Thaw by Daniel Bear Davis. It's described as clowning, Buteau, trauma theory, and polar bears.
Daniel is a colleague of mine in a number of ways. He also went to Davis. That's one thing. He got his master's here at UC Davis just before I got here. I'd seen his work, and I asked him if he would consider coming down to Saras. So he's doing two things, and Simpleton's Thaw, I highly recommend when people go to that.
Athenian Press holds its grand opening celebration as a part of the festival on Sunday. And Sunday night activities are clustered at Bottega Art and Wine.
We decided to make all performances free and ask for donations. So there's a suggested donation price attached to everything. It's really super cheap. Luis and I both, and the board too, we just really don't want to make Saras Festival sort of an elite event. We want people to just come and be part of it.
That's Carola Lutringhouse, founder and co-director of the Saras Festival, running tonight through Sunday in Wilmington. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.